Isn't the news depressing? I mean, the economy's going down. We're getting attacked even at a simple marathon race. Just on and on and on. It just seems like it drags us down and down and down and down. I think most of us know what James tells us in James, the 5th chapter, in verse number 13. It says, if any is among you suffering, let him pray. But I wonder how many of us think about the second part of this. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. I suppose without much doubt, we're likely to obey that first part. If we're suffering, we're going to let God know about it. It helps a lot to ease our stress for us to give it to God. Helps us to forget our troubles and problems. But, you know, I'm afraid sometimes all of life's stress makes it easy for us to forget to praise God for everything that's good. If we're not careful, talking to God can be more like a 911 call. Help! And that's all we do. Help! Sometimes we only do it when we find ourselves in a difficult spot. You know, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. I don't know how to handle this problem with my family. I don't know how I'm going to handle this whatever. But talking to God, praising God, ought to be what we do in every situation. Whether we're hurting or sad, we pour out our hearts to Him. And we need to be joyful when He's blessed us. And we need to praise Him. I think James is recognizing in this passage that life has its ups and downs. There are times you're suffering and there are times that you're cheerful. And we need to know that Christians have problems just like everybody does. Becoming a Christian doesn't mean you don't have problems. Believe me, it doesn't mean that. We all have them. But we have a different solution than what others do. The world out there turns to the bottle or to the pill or to one another to take their minds off of their problems. What we're to do is pray about it. Talk to God about it. And we need to also recognize that God gives us so many joys. So many great and wonderful blessings. So I want to ask you, what's right about your life today? Have you thought about that? I'll bet you could give me a quick answer on what's wrong. What's hurting? What problem you got? What bill you can't pay? What relationship is stressed? But did you hear the birds singing today? Did you take a walk out in the cool air of the yard? Did you realize the blessings of God that just surround us? Most of us have quite a few things to think about and to smile about if we'll just think on those things. We got a bed to sleep in, comfortable house to go home to. We've got water to drink and food to eat. Got a job that supports our families, healthy kids, faithful friends, stable, peaceful country, and a wonderful congregation to back it all up. We need to thank God. Most of all, of course, we have Christ. We have forgiveness. Even when we have problems, which we do, and God knows that we do, nothing can dampen the fact that we're forgiven. We're saved from sin. We're washed in the blood. We're justified. We're sanctified. And we're soon to be glorified. Now, if you can't find something in that list to praise God about, you need to get some professional help. You really do. We need to take time to praise God. We need to sit down and in our mind, if not on paper, list some of the blessings that God's poured into your life. And then thank Him for them. Each one of them. Now thank you for blessing me. Thank you, Father, that I can go to the faucet and get a glass of water like probably 60 or 70% of the world can't do. Some people have to walk miles every day to get a pot of water. And then it's not really safe. We walk across the room. We have a safe and comfortable house to live in, and all the things that I've talked about. But I encourage you to especially thank God for giving you hope in the crucified, the buried, and the risen Savior. A lot of bad news. A lot of worrisome things going on in the world. From the stock market that can't figure out whether it's going to go up or going to go down, to our health, to our jobs. We can find a lot of things to complain to God and to yell help for. And we should. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that we need to be praising God for all the blessings that He's given us. He's told us when we're cheerful that we need to praise Him because that's where every good and perfect gift comes from. So look at your life. Now think about, what have I been focusing on? Well, I've been focusing on all the bad things, all the worries, all the problems. That's easy. That's exactly what Satan wants you to do. And when you do that, he's won. God wants you to focus on him and praise him and be cheerful. Can we help you? Can we pray with you? And can we pray for you? Please, won't you come right now?